Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of January, recording at 9:15 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and the bulls are still in charge. Asian stock markets were all stronger, particularly good gains for China, A-shares once again. And in the European markets, which had moderate declines yesterday, but they rebounded very strongly, despite the Italian 10-year bond yield staying above 7%, or when I last looked at any rate. But the Italian MIB is up over 3%, and gains of 2.5% or so are shown by France, Germany, Spanish IBEX, the Euro Stoxx 50 index, and they're all up. Everything's up over at least 1%. And in the Americas, Wall Street closed with moderate gains of under 1%, but again making further push, above the 200-day moving averages, and into the former top areas of Mexico, Canada, and Brazil. You see, we're all higher here. The latter two by over 1%. Long-dated government bond prices. And those are the futures contracts, eased in the U.S. and fell a little bit more sharply for Euro bunds and also for UK gilts. Now, the dollar index was a little bit softer, although it's still above, well, it's still near 81. It's at 80.905. Right now, and the action's not against the euro. The euro is up a tiny bit at 127.73, and it's not against sterling, which is only at 151.84. That's up a tiny bit, but the Australian dollar is firmer, back above 103. More significantly, the Singapore dollar, the Indian rupee had a big day in here today. I think we're certainly getting some short covering there. And the Asian dollar index had a good move. Now, gold and other precious metals were strong in here today. Gold is at 1632 as I speak, and that's up over $20. Platinum is up $37, 1466. Good move upwards on all of them. Silver moved above $30 for a while today. It's currently at $29.90. The industrial metals were all firmer. That's a good jump on copper here at $3.50 and change as I speak. The grain and bean complex was quiet, flat to very slight gains, but they had a good day yesterday. Most of the soft commodities were higher. Jumping back to the industrial commodities, natural gas is back under $3, so that's weak. And that's a U.S. contract, of course. Crude WTI is at 102. That's up, but it's a dollar and a quarter off its high that we'd seen earlier. Brent 113 and change. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, first we have a continuation of the rally that we saw last week. That's encouraged investors, people talking about the January effect, and saying that, well, when you get the first week going up, that the market is up over 75% of the time for the full year, and if you get the If you also have an election year, then it's even more likely to be up overall. But then I saw it somewhat dissed by an economist on CNBC this morning from the home gym who said, well, actually, the market's been up 75 out of the last 100 years. Now, don't quote me on that. That sounds to me like a ballpark figure, but it has been up one heck of a lot more often than it's actually down. And last year was a down year for most stock markets. And, global stock markets are not in the habit of stringing together a whole lot of consecutive down years. But from the Fuller Money perspective, we go back with that incredibly quick review of the climactic sell-off that we saw last August, and then the support building, establishing the range of the low that occurred in September and October, and then that big October rally, and then the succession of higher reaction lows. That's all positive stuff. And that's why we have been saying for several months now that it looked encouragingly like the end of the cyclical bear market, and the end of the cyclical bear market is the beginning of a cyclical bull market. Now, how strong that will be will depend on events, as Harold Macmillan said. I'll leave out the dear boy comment. And those events will range from the Eurozone drama to commodities, and oil is going to be extremely important in all that, and it's higher than we feel comfortable with, as I've said almost daily in these audios. And what that's done is that's actually steadied the commodity continuation index, which we often post. You can find that, of course, in the library at any time. The code is CCI, and that shows that the commodities indices, that unweighted commodity index, peaked in March and April of 2011, and then was falling into year-end, into December. But it's now seen another equal-sized rally. It's still below the declining 200-day moving average. But my concern, often expressed, is that any time the global economy enters anything remotely close to a period of sustained growth, those commodity pressures will certainly be apparent. Now, we're well away from that period of synchronized economic growth. We've got Europe in a pretty steep recession, but we're likely, we've got the US economy picking up modestly with the help of steroids from the quantitative easing. We have the growth economies, the Asian-led growth economies, which are almost certainly going to improve. Now that monetary policy is becoming less restrictive and more accommodative, China has had a terrific 3 days to the upside. Okay, that's only 3 days, but every journey starts with a single step, to coin a phrase. And I think it's quite clear that just from some of the murmurings that are going around, that the apparatchiks are concerned about sentiment generally, and feel, and rightly so, that the stock market had gone low enough, and they didn't want to see it really go any further down, because that was just increasing concerns over an economic crisis. Now, I don't think China is in an economic crisis. Any huge economy like that that is growing very rapidly will be subject to all sorts of developmental problems along the way, But, you know, I give them at least an 8 out of 10, and maybe more likely a 9 out of 10 for steerage here overall, including deflating that, helping to deflate that property bubble that that had developed. So China looks attractive to me. I've said it repeatedly, and I said it too soon, because the best values that you get in stock markets, they're not an everyday occurrence, but when stock markets become really historically cheap, and China is not far off being as cheap as we've seen within the last couple of decades, and that's not an everyday occurrence, and it has proved to be a buying opportunity in the past. But I say I preempted it because it is not an everyday occurrence, and therefore when things look reasonably attractive, very often we do get steadier price action. But no, China went even further down, tested the upper side of its four-quarter 2008 and first quarter 2009 base, and we're seeing this rebound. I would not be surprised if this is a major turn, and as I say, it's abundantly clear, I feel, that China wants to head into the new year later this month with a decent initial rally under its belt. Now, before we get anything close to confirmation of a sustainable low, confirmation always comes with hindsight. What we need to see is a bigger than expected rally, or a better rally than we have seen previously, to break the downtrend consistency. And then we need to see a pullback and higher low, followed by another resumption of the rally. The template for that is really what stock markets and Wall Street and increasingly Europe have actually done. And incidentally, an increasing number of those European stock market indices are moving back above their 200-day moving averages. And that includes Ireland, which has been one of the countries that badly affected by the crisis, but also one that's taken some considerable strides to sorting out its own problems. Now, there's a day out there, in my opinion, it may not be this year, but there's a day out there when we no longer talk about Europe in terms of crisis, and instead focus on the European recession, which I think will certainly be with us for a while. But we are past the nadir of Europe's ability to traumatize investors everywhere, in my opinion. And seeing some short covering in the Asian currencies and the steadier action that we're now seeing in some of those stock markets, the Philippines briefly touched a new two-year high at least here today, is going to help to improve confidence generally. So these are positive signs, and there are a lot of things, there are more things about these stock markets that we like than we don't like. As I say, what we don't like concerns, well, it's a matter of which is showing the best overall relative strength. That's always important. We are concerned about the inflation pressures that may follow. But in the meantime, let's enjoy the rally that we actually have. And if fates were to determine that I was expressing this optimism, which I've been pretty much expressing for a number of weeks, cautiously, but talking about the improving, confirming evidence. But if fates were to determine that I was actually doing this on the actual day of some sort of important high, we have those mid-December reaction lows to watch. As long as those mid-December, I'll put it another way, as long as those mid-December reaction lows hold, if for the stock markets that are showing these higher reaction lows since last October, then we really don't have to worry about a bear market. You can't have a resumption of a bear market without breaking the progression of higher reaction lows, which define an uptrend. So that's not bad. Industrial metals, I've mentioned, were showing tentative evidence of a base formation development overall. And they've had quite a pullback over the last year. And certainly with the growth economies now focusing on supporting growth rather than fighting inflation, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if we didn't see those industrial commodities improve a bit more. Those industrial metals, I should say, improve a bit more. Okay, elsewhere, what do we have? Cold weather in Florida led to a limit-up move in orange juice. So we've got a squeeze there. We'll get an important announcement in 2 days, the WASDE corn and stocks report overall. But there's some pretty grim, dry weather in South America, which has adversely affected those crops. So we're not getting as much luck here in terms of crop cycles as one would actually hope for. Commodities, those agricultural commodities, are well off the highs that they'd seen last year and in 2010. But we also know that if crops deteriorate, they can pick up again fairly quickly. Now, in terms of precious metals, which have been experiencing this significant medium-term correction, and I mentioned earlier in my review that this was a very positive day for them technically breaking up above a little bit of lateral resistance. What they will need to do is to establish a higher reaction low. So the next setback that we see in precious metals, where that actually finds support, will tell us a lot about what's going to happen over the next few months. But with every day to the upside, that does increase the chances that we may have actually seen the low during this reaction phase, during this medium-term correction, although it would be premature to conclude that at this stage that is the case. But it's certainly a possibility now. And I think those are pretty much the highlights in here today. Interesting times. Hope you're enjoying it. All the best.